but Venerable Migoda Vande, that is when Sangasovana, he told me to teach you Vinaya for the Upasamata exams.
Mm.
And he gave me the names of the monks who are going to participate. And so then, but there is one small problem. Okay, we can tell. Okay.
那个密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密密
on November 5th abroad, to travel abroad, and I have to return maybe after 3 weeks, so it's still not fixed. So therefore now we decided that these few days I'm here now, from today up to the 4th of November, we can conduct some classes, like an introduction, so that you can, while I will be absent, for you to still have to read something in my absence. And then when have any questions, when I will come back, we can ask any questions.
就是张老师就是这个问题，不是明天的问题，就是说张老师就是他对于个人性格的问题，就是他失业5号要立刻能处理，然后去那个学新加坡，然后大概要去3个礼拜之后才能回来，然后他说那个，所以他说三，但是他希望大家在这段时间里面还是要那个读一些书，然后在这段时间那个读了这些书，如果有什么问题的话，可以来问张，包括在11月5号之前，11月4号，到一直到11月4号，他都还在能处理，这段时间有什么问题都可以问他。So
for now, these few days we'll start some books, or at least one book. The main book we have to go through, it is called Kankha Vitarani. There is a single version of that called Pratimoksha Varana, but it's called they are similar. But because you don't know Singhalese, at least we have a standard book which is in Pali, and occasionally you can refer to it and have some get the information you like through Pali. So then, of course, Kankha Vaitarana is not really translated into English yet, so we have not an English version. Therefore now, for the time being, we have to rely on notes, notes, Vinaya notes. So then, which through during classes, we have to write these notes down in your own language. So in this way, we can memorize some things what is necessary for the Upasamada exams.
嗯，曾长说，就是那他这段时间，他就是我们要开始学一本书，然后他主观，他大概为大家选的这个主要教材就是那个《疑惑度脱》。《疑惑度脱》这本书是用巴利语写成的，目前这本书没有英译。他说，但是这本书有一个新汉娜的版本，叫做那个 Pratimoksha Varana，这本书的意思就是波罗提摩沙士。这本书它是基于那个《疑惑度脱》的，但是呢，因为大家也不懂新汉娜文，所以说大家没有办法依靠那本书，所以大家可以依靠的书就是这个 巴黎文的疑惑度脱，然后那个这张老师会照着巴黎文疑惑度脱给大家讲，但是大家觉得都有争议，对不对？然后他说，所以大家听讲的时候要做一下笔记，然后到时候复习的时候要根据这些笔记来进行复习。
So then I want just to know the names. So because now Migoda gave me the names of yours. So then before starting, I want to ask your names, and you can. So I should know who is who.
嗯，就是张老师，希望大家姓名，然后大家希望大家各自报一下自己的名字。So start.
According to this list, now the first name is Vishudhyananda.
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 Yes.
Okay. Vishudhyananda. Then the number, the next number is Indasiri. Indasiri. So the next name is Indaratana. Okay. And Upasiva, we know Upasiva. So and then next is Punyaratana. So then, this monk?
This monk, he got Upasamba this year, and under my guidance.
He got Upasamba?
Yes. Right. He went to Migura Bandi's interview. And this monk, you know, is Venerable Visuddha, who got higher ordination in Burma.
So they want to renew the knowledge or what's that?
Maybe this one I think. He said the Vinay materials that he has studied are very few. So since there's a good chance like this to study here, he would like to take this chance.
Very good.
Okay.
No
Just want to take part, he said.
No problem. You can call your friends also. If you have friends, you can call your friends also.
If you have any friends, you can call
your friends. Okay. Then, what are they? Then, Vishuddhi Nanda. In the Siri. So, in the Ratana. Upasiva. And Punya Ratana. Okay. So now the aim of these classes is to get Upasampada, that is high ordination. So and then we have to understand what the meaning of Upasampada is, of high ordination.
So
then, now the difference between Samanera ordination and Upasambada ordination is that in Samanera status there are few rules to observe. But in Upasambada, there are far more rules to observe, to keep. Therefore, by undertaking Upasambada, this high ordination, one has to make a higher commitment to observe more rules and to be more restrained than samanirasa.
So you should
the main aim of getting Upasambada is restraint. More restraint, we call in Pali sanvara. So one wants to restrain more and more and to take more rules upon himself. So, and it is not the aim for status, it's not the aim to get a title, to get a name that I am a bhikkhu, I am a high ordained monk, but a higher commitment for restraint.
我不好意思，我刚刚漏翻译一句，张老板还说呢，就是说那个比比库比库比上面那个他需要有更多的自律，因为他的因为他借条更多的缘故，而所以说大家受这个是大家受这个比丘比丘戒呢，不是为仅仅得到一个比丘的身份，而是说要给自己下一个更大的自律的决心，使得自己行为变得更加符合律仪。
So therefore now and it needs. You take higher responsibility in order to keep up these rules and higher commitment. So, and there are also offenses which one might commit if one does not follow the rules.
So, you should make a bhikkhu shenme shen dui shamanai shen 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 在比丘戒里边有一些戒条，如果你不遵守的话，是会犯罪的，是戒律里边的罪。
So an example is, with a samanera. A samanera may steal something, which is, let's say, a valuable thing. So, and then he can renew his sila, become again samanera, as called. But if a bhikkhu does so, and something valuable he steals, which is exceeds certain amount of money, so he is going to lose his status as a bhikkhu.
这里面就是上马尼拉和这个比库之间这个界限，这叫差别，可以举一个例子说明。比如说，上马尼拉来讲，他偷了一件很值钱的东西，犯了上马尼拉巴拉基冈。那么，但是他可以通过重新受戒，重新获得上马尼拉身份。但是对于一个比库来说，如果他犯了这样，如果他也是偷了一件很有价值的东西，犯了巴拉基冈的话，他就永远失去自己的比库身份，不可能再得到。Therefore,
a bhikkhu should restrain himself more than a samanera. So. And he has to study the rules very thoroughly, in order to understand how to protect these rules.
所以说，一个比库来说，他要遵守这条比上马尼拉更多，而且因为这个原因，他需要把律藏更加仔细、更加彻底的学习一遍，去理解怎样遵守这些戒条。So
another example is, in some manner, might touch a woman with a lustful thought, and he does not commit any offense, his sila is not affected, he can continue to be a samanera. So, as a normal, as a regular samanera. But a bhikkhu, if he touches a woman with a lustful thought, then he has to undergo a certain punishment, which is like observing probation, parivasa. He has to approach the whole sangha and tell about his offense. And he has to observe parivasa and manata, this is called, and abhana, which is, the whole procedure might last 1 month to finish sometimes. So, therefore now, a bhikkhu has to be more careful, more restrained about the rules he is already supposed to undertake.
然后说，上马尼拉和比库那个之间这条差别在此于另外一个例子，比如说，如果一个上马尼拉以贪欲之心触摸一个女人的身体，这对上马尼拉说是不犯戒的，他上马尼拉状态不受任何影响。但是对于一个比库来说，如果他以贪欲之心触摸女人的身体，那么他就触犯了戒条，而且他要因此受到一系列惩罚。这里边就包括别主马拉达出罪等等。然后这一个比库他需要去到自身坛面前请求别主发露自己所犯的罪。 然后依次进行别种马拉达出罪等程序，这一系列程序有可能有的时候会长达一个月之长。所以说比库有那个对承担着比上马尼拉更高的责任，需要有更多更强的自律。
Another example is a samanera, he can store food as much as he's like in his kuti, so nobody is going to tell him anything. And on the next day, he can choose all the foods he stored up, what to eat and what not to eat. And he does not need to relinquish that food. There is no time limit. He should give up that food or forfeit it. So he can store up medicines, honey, sugar, any amount of kilos and liters. Nobody is going to tell him anything. So there is no rule for him. But the bhikkhu, if he undertakes upasambhata sila, he can't do such things. He has to restrain himself. He can't store up food and choose what kind of food he can store up in order to eat in the following day. He has not that choice. So, and he has not the choice also to store up kilos of sugar and so forth in his kuti. So he has to restrain his desires. And according to the rules he is supposed to observe, there is a time limit for that, even for 5 medicines, any tonics. So there is a time limit. Therefore, a bhikkhu has to restrain his own desires and has to, limit his amount of food intake, and amount of medicine intake, all these things. Therefore, these are extra rules which someone else do not have. So therefore, a bhikkhu makes a higher commitment in order to observe these rules.
张老学另外一个例子就是说，对沙玛尼来讲，他可以那个他可以任意储存食物，在柜里边他想储存多少他就可以储存多少食物，然后第二天他可以根据自己的喜好选择自己喜欢的食物，自己储存食物来吃。但是对于没有人会应该说的什么。然后沙玛尼来也可以尽可能那个他可以就是那个自由的储存毒药，也就是吸入药，就是他那个比方说糖分泌之类，他可以自由储存。但是对比库来说，这两种都是不允许的。比库不能储存食物，他不能储存自己喜欢的食物，然后第二天根据自己喜好来选择去吃。比库储存昔日药是有时间限制的，它只能储存昔日，所以说对于比库来说，他必须控制自己的欲望，去符合戒条的要求。
In short, therefore, upasamata means higher restraint. We call it adisila. Adisila, higher sila. Samanera is ordinary sila. While upasamata sila is higher sila.Because it is a higher restraint.、
嗯、所以简单的说呢，达尚这个词的含义就表示的是更高的自律。所以这也就是我们把这个比库戒律称之为增上戒。增上戒的意思就是说是更高的戒律，巴利斯是阿迪西的。这个增上戒的含义就表示更高的自律。
啊、so now the purpose of Adisila is to.Recuse one's own tanha or loba, which is greed, to recuse one's own anger, to recuse one's own moha, which is delusion.
所以增上戒的目的呢是减少那个出家人的贪嗔和痴。长老用的巴利斯是 loba, dosa, moha.
We already given examples about desire, loba, greed.Food and medicine, so forth. Now, I give an example also about anger. Now, there are rules in the Patimokkha which prohibits monk, if he gets angry, even to lift his hand to hit another monk. So, therefore, now he is restrained of one's anger also.
张老刚刚举的那个就是比库不能储存的例子呢，其实这就已经是说是比库戒律那个。已经显示就是比库戒律抑制贪欲的作用。那么张老现在又举一个例子，就是比库戒律抑制嗔恨心。他说在比库巴蒂摩诃里边有一条戒律，就是说哪怕你起嗔心的时候做出一个要打人的手势，这个是犯戒。这是在比库戒里边抑制嗔心戒条的一个例子。
Therefore, samanas can be dangerous, lift their hands and hit others, but bhikkhus can't do so.
所以对于上满来说，他可以做出一个要打人的手势，但是比库斯不可以这样。He is asking whether it is possible for someone to use a kind of gesture to fear away the dogs. To scare away the dogs. Scare away the dogs.
Samana has no such rules, I suppose. Samana.
How about Bhikkhus?
Bhikkhus, right. Bhikkhu can do such, because according to that rule, there is no offense. Mm-hmm. It's called mochanata. Mochana means to get rid of any disturbance. Mm-hmm. If, for example, the dog comes and disturbs others, mm-hmm. so one can actually, shout to it. Mm-hmm.Or make a movement, just a fake movement, fake movement that wants to hit it. So then the dog can go away. So there is a certain clause, which anapati section, no offense, which one can, it's called mochanata. To get rid of some disturbance, one can do so. But one should not do it with anger, so just because the disturbance is there.
这张老师这个就是不管是对上马来还是对比库来说都是不犯戒。他说这样，因为在这条戒里边，也就是那个巴蒂摩卡巴西迪亚第七十六条戒里边，他有一个不犯，有几种不犯。然后其中张老提到的有一种不犯叫做 motion 的 die， 就这种不犯的意思就是说你受到某种困扰。他说你比方说你受到狗的困扰的时候，你比方说你受到这只狗的困扰的时候，你可以对这个狗进行喊叫，或者你也可以做出一些假的动作去吓唬这条狗，然后让这个狗离开。但是这样是不犯戒的，但是长老说你在做这个事情的时候也不应该带着嗔心。
So then, we will study this like rule later. You can see what are the exceptions.
这条线我们是在以后学习中我们会遇到，然后到时候他会更详细的讲述。
So then, now regarding how to reduce on the delusion, the moha, so there are rules who deal about time and space. Time means proper time, improper time. So space, suitable places, not suitable places. So therefore now, if one knows to keep a time about when time to eat, what time to keep these medicines, there is certain, you can attain some clarity, clarity and so forth. Now, limit about the ropes, time about the ropes, and the place where the ropes should be kept, the place where the ball should be kept, and how to eat, how to do this. So then there is a certain discipline. There is a certain order in your life. So I can reduce delusion because one removes disorder. Disorder. Once one removes disorder in one's own life, one has more clarity about order. So there are such rules who can actually give more clarity how to regulate one's own life. So and reduce confusion. So therefore now, the rules we have studied have, can reduce all the delusion in these aspects.
关于这个，而且他如何意识这个吃的问题，他说这条讲的时候就有在《则弊藏》里边很多节条是关于合适的时间、合适的地点、合适的期限等等，比方说什么时候是喝吃饭的合适的时间，什么时候什么时间进行某干嘛的合适的地点，什么时候储藏衣物或者储藏器具要的合适期限等等。 他说这样的话，那个如果遵守这些戒条的话，大家会过着一种有纪律、有秩序的生活。那么也就可以减少，相应的也就可以减少自己生活里边的无纪律、无秩序，会让你导致显混乱的那些东西。那么关于这些戒条，就是有关戒律里边有关让你意识吃的戒条的这个作用。
So therefore, these rules which belong to the Vinaya, the discipline, they have the same aim like the Dhamma. The Dhamma is to reduce and to cut off, as called, eradicate lobha, dosa, moha. So, and these rules also assist to higher degree, so to reduce this kind of unwholesome rules, which is greed, hatred, delusion.
戒律那个就是威廉和那个法丹曼一样，它是具有同样的目的，就是说减少大家的这个贪嗔痴。它是律对法来说是一种那个资助协助的作用。如果大家能够那个严格遵守戒条的话，它可以减少大家的贪根、嗔根和痴根。
Yes. So therefore now, these rules were at stake, which we call the Vinaya, the Adisila, the higher sila. You can see them as a fence around you who can protect all your life as a monkhood. Okay, and whatever fruits you can get from this life, they are not to be destroyed. So then, and then I will give a simile how these rules can be as a fence in your life, as protection for your life.
张老师说呢，这个大家可以把这个增上界看成一像篱笆，然后就去保护自己的出家身份，然后在这个篱笆里边所包住的部分，就是你可以在出家生命中 取得果实的部分，然后张老师他下面要给大家一个比喻，那个就是说在大家如何在出家生命中通过遵守戒律而取得果实。Now
the simile is a gardener who is a gardener. So if he plants any trees who can give fruits, so and he waters them, he fertilizes them. And only many trees give fruit. But he forgets to put a fence around. So any animals can come in. buffaloes and other animals, even thieves, and steal the fruits he already cultivated. So therefore he is going to lose all the effort, the labor he did. It becomes like a waste, because others, animals and other human beings can come and steal it. The reason, he forgot to put a fence. So
张老师比方说一个园丁有一个花园，然后在这个花园里面种一棵果树。 这个园丁每天给这花园给这个果树浇水施肥，然后最后这个果那个这个果树可以收获。但是这个园丁忘了给这个花园安上一个篱笆的话，那么各种各样的野兽，乃至人，比如说水牛，然后又乃至人类或者小偷，就可以谁都可以进来把它这个果子摘掉。那么这样的话，他这个种果子所有努力都会白费。
But a clever gardener, he does the same, cultivates the fruits, but he puts a fence around to prevent any animals to come in, destroy the fruits, any even thieves to come in, destroy the fruit, steal the fruits, and then he can enjoy, the products of his efforts, of his labor. So the reason, because he did not forget to put a fence around.
而一个聪明的园丁人，他在种完果树之后，他会在周围安上一个篱笆。这样的话呢，那个这些有害的动物或者人类，他就没有办法取得这个果实。这样的话，他自己的努力就不会白费。
The same way, a monk, he tries to, to practice Dhamma by meditating, studying, and so forth. So, and he wants to get samadhi to practice Vipassana and so forth. But he forgets to put any rules in his life. That's called to restrain himself by body and speech. So that is where people come and play me. Look, you don't know how to behave by body. Look, you don't know how to talk. So then they are not going to support him, even lay people, if they see him unrestraining the body, unrestraining the speech. They are not going to support him. So they will blame him. And the element, he is going to lose even his samadhi, his concentration.
他说，同样的，就是比方说一个出家人，他现在要修法，修定修慧，那个修定修慧，修止修观。那他如果不遵守戒条的话，那么他就没有办法很好的调育自己的那个身和身业和语业。那么这个时候，那这些居士们就会过来责备他。 你看你不懂得如何说话，你不懂得如何做事，那么这样一个人，他甚至都不会得到居士们的支持，相反他只会得到居士们的责备。那么这样的话，最终他甚至他已经得到定力都会退失。So
therefore, a clever monk, he puts his rules around himself, does not forget to keep the rules, not to steal, not to do this, not to do so forth. So then by keeping this, not to touch human, not to do this. He knows how to talk, how to restrain himself by body, how to restrain himself by speech. Therefore, people are not intrude into his life to disturb his samadhi, his concentration. They are not going to, to destroy the fruits of his concentration. He will live peacefully and so forth without any disturbances. That's why he can actually maintain his samadhi and enjoy the fruits of his monk lives.
所以说，对一个聪明出家人来说呢，他有一定会遵守这些戒条，比如说那个不，那这比方说不能妄语，不能偷窃，不能触摸女人等等。这样的话呢，他现在有效的调育自己的身心，然后居士们其他人也都不会责备他，并且呢，他的定力也不会退失。这样的话呢，他就可以 充分的享受到自己出家生活所培育的这些定力，为自己带来的成果。
So therefore, today we will see why the Buddha put these rules down. So, and he gave 10 reasons. And we have to study first these reasons, and then we understand why you want to keep these rules. What are the value of keeping the Vinaya rules?
所以现在我们就开始学习佛陀他为什么要制定这些戒条，然后这些戒条，这佛陀制戒原因一共有10条。 那么大家如果能把这些理解的话，就知道我们为什么要那个，就理解了这个持戒的价值何在。
Okay, then now you have any devices yourself?
I have devices myself.
So now we have to open now the exam Vinaya notes.
Vinaya notes also.
You can open that book.
Yes, you can share with him.
Yeah,
so I will share my device with them. It seems that some of them didn't bring their device because of hurry or any other reasons. So, but next time I will tell them to bring these things.
That is according to this year.
Come on.
Okay, that is in the beginning. It says about Vinaya.
Yes.
That is page number 6, no?
Yes. Yes, 你们都找到那个相应的页码，就是那个，这届十种利益在那个第六页。好，第六页。Yes.
Yes, number six, page number six.
Yes, and they have all found the page, but so you can start.
All right, now, here it says. 10 reasons for the Vinaya to be let down. Okay, now the first reason is it says for the excellence of the Sangha.
Yes. 第一个原因就是为了僧团的优秀，或者说是优秀的品质。
So then, anyway, I mean, this translation is also not
good,
not very precise.
Okay.
So it's not about excellence. About sutu. Sutu means well-being. Actually, is that is well-being.
Well-being.
The next is convenience.
But well-being is also there, no?
Yes, but it is actually, you have to tell me, it's called the Pasuta is for convenience of the Sangha. The first is well-being, the second is convenience of the Sangha. Sutu means well to be
yes,
a well state, to have a good state means there are no harmony. You can't have harmony, for the harmony of the Sangha.
That is the first one.
So yes, harmony. Sutu time means for the harmony of the Sangha. Or you can tell like that, for the well-being of the Sangha.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
Jiang老师他那个英译有些不准确，就是第一条的话，实际上那个苏特那个词，它是应该翻译成那个僧团的，为了僧团的安乐或者是和谐。他那个我这本书中也写，是弄了第二条，是我因为我是根据那个英文来译。
不是，他这个英译本身是有问题，就是张老师建议把这个英译第一条改成就是 well-being of the Sangha，或者说是
改成第二条。
对，然后我后面我会根据张老讲的讲英译版和中译版重新去用一下。
The second is convenience.
第二条呢，就是张老师说是为了 convenience， 就是说是为了僧团的方便，和这里面是不是不太一样？
哎，一些。
Continue.
So then, okay.
Mm.
So then, the number three is to control ill-controlled ones. That is okay. You get.
第三条就是为了去挑夫，为了去挑夫那些还没有被挑夫的那些出家人，挑夫未挑夫者。
So now number four it is for the comfort of all behaved monks.
然后第四个原因就是使那些品行端正的僧众得到安乐。
Now, here it says, number four, it is pasuno.
Yes.
It says about pasu vihara, and number two, it is also pasu.
Yes. So it's repetition.
Yeah, it is called the first is about the whole. The sangha is a whole. Pasu for the comfort of the whole sangha, for the convenience of the whole sangha. Number four, it is especially for monks, for well-behaved monks. Okay, because there are certain rules which actually well-behaved monks, they can be attacked by not well-behaved monks. So in order to protect themselves, there are rules there, they can refer, the Buddha allowed this, no, they can refer to this rule and they can protect themselves. So therefore now, the number four, it is more specific for the well-behaved monks.
张老师解释，就是说，他这个第二条呢，也是为了僧团的安乐，然后第四条呢，是为了使品行端正得安乐，然后就是这个地方为什么有两个得安乐呢？他说，所有的戒条，我们都可以说是为了那个僧团的安乐，但是有一些戒条，他是专门保护这些品行端正的僧众。他说，有的时候这些品行端正的僧众会被那些品行不端僧众得到攻击，那么佛陀专门制定这一类戒条，使这些品行端正僧众在受到攻击的时候，可以利用这些戒条来保护自己。
Okay, now number four it is to restrain present asavas.
Number five, no?
To restrain present asavas.
So 第五条就是那个防护现世漏，就是漏就是那个 asava， 就是指那个烦恼的那种习气。
Now asavas are, asavas deep-rooted.Kilesas, defilements, deep-rooted defilements, which except arahats, everybody has them. I mean, except Aryabhugalas, they refuse them. But as putujanas, most of the people have them. And they can erupt any time to the conscious mind and initiate unwholesome actions. So there are certain rules who...very well deal with this kind of restraint towards the asavas, to how to control it. Because it says sanvara, you know. It is about sanvara, to restrain your, this kind of deep rooted kilesas, come from the unconscious, subconscious mind, and they pop on the conscious, and because of that you do evil things. Now, for example, sexual desires, these are deep rooted. Hunger, it is.
But sexual desire, anagami also can, but just now you said arahants all eradicated.
Yes, but I think they refuse actually.
Anagami, they also finished the sexual desire?
Yeah, asavas, but they have not regarding asavas now, it's called. This avijja asava is not being cut by anagami. No?
Oh, yes. But,
I give some examples. No? Okay. Anagami is refused. This asava is refused, but the avijja asava has not cut it off. No? So therefore, I told that except arahats who eradicate all asavas, the Arya Bhugalas, they refuse them, or they eradicate partial of them. So then, putujanas, of course, they have not eradicated anything. So therefore, now, these asavas can erupt anytime, but once one has the rule to remind oneself, no, I have undertaken this rule, I make a higher commitment, I should not do so, then I can restrain that. So once you don't have made commitment, you think, okay, never mind. So then you become more free to leave these asavas come up in your mind and do action, unwholesome actions.
他说这种漏呢，其实是那种那个，只跟比较深的烦恼。他说对于漏呢，对于漏来说呢，只有阿罗汉才能那个完全断除。除了阿罗汉之外，甚至他可以部分的断除。然后对于凡夫来讲，他是完全没有断除。而有一些戒条，有一些戒条制定呢，就是为了那个为了，因为这个漏这个东西，它只要一直存在的话。 它就随时有可能在你的那个一从那个在你的意识里边现行。他说佛陀的有一些戒条制定，就是为了防止这种漏的现行。因为如果有一些行为你不去有意识的阻止它的话，那么你就会给这个漏很多机会让它现行。但是如果你提前已经设置了这样的一个方向的话，那么漏就会很少得到机会现行。
So then number six is to prevent, it has to protect, it's called, okay, patikhata, it is to prevent asavas for future, it's called to prevent future asavas, what's that?
那么那个之界第六个原因是那个防护以及去除未来的那个漏。
Okay, number seven is to give faith. How it's called? Okay, to give faith to the people with no faith.
第七个原因是为了那个令未信者生信，对佛法还没有信心的人升起信心。
So then, and then number eight, to increase faith in those who already have faith.
第八个原因是那些对方法已经具有信心的人，使他信心更加增上。Number
nine is to establish the true dhamma.
第九条是那个
preserve. It is called preserve the good dhamma. Okay.
Yes. 第九条是令正法久住。
So a number this sadhamma is good dhamma is sadhamma true dhamma. No.
Yes, it's right dhamma.
It's called now this sadhamma it is has to do with high attainments, okay? Uh-huh. It's not Dhamma.
Uh-huh.
It is Sadhamma, which is about high attainments like for Arya Bhukala, so like that.
Uh-huh.
So, therefore, even to, if for example, monks, they can keep very well the precepts, there is no blame for them, there is harmony, more monks can attain Arya, it's called Arya Magga and Palas.
So here is
okay, therefore, now, this is why actually the Sadhama can last longer.
So here, can we translate this Sadhama as supermundane attainments or something? So how do we translate the word, how do we interpret it, this word Sadhama here as a supermundane?
This context is now to the true Dhamma, it is actually which is not ordinary Dhamma. It is for high attainments, it's like supermundane attainments.
Supermundane attainments. Okay.
Therefore, if the Sangha it is in harmony, it is lives in convenience, in comfort, everything so forth, no troubles by keeping this precept, more monks can attain these high attainments, even jhanas, vipassanas, magapalas, and so forth. This is the true Dhamma can flourish, can remain longer, can preserve longer.
他说这个讲讲说这个地方第九条，他说的这个正法呢，它并不是指它并不是泛指一般的佛法。他说这个地方的正法呢，是指各种出世间的成就，比如说这个圣道圣果这样的。他说他说这个圣法说这个令正法久住的意思呢，就是说如果这个戒律能够让僧团变得更和谐，僧众变得更安乐的话，那么在这个僧团里面就会有更多的人证得这个各种出世间成就。这就是这个制法久住的一个含义。
So then, number 10, it is to foster the discipline, vinaya anugraha. Anugraha is to support, discipline. Therefore, more discipline in the Sangha.
第十个原因是为那个僧团的纪律做饶益，就是说呢，就是为保持僧团的纪律做一种自助，这样做。
So then, these are the 10 reasons why the Buddha laid down, and we have to see under which classifications these rules are put, and under which categories these rules put. Now, this is called
Vinaya.
And okay.
So this is the same question. Under which reason that
these rules, according to Buddha Town, we have under which classification they fall. Now there are some rules who fall for Bhikkhu Patimokkha rules, and then other rules also who come in Mahavagga, in Chulavagga, and all these things. And then we have other classification. For example, there are Parajika rules, Sangha Dissesa rules. And Isagya Pachitya, Pachitya rules, they are classified in different divisions now. So then we're going to study this through this course. This course means the Vinaya class course.
然后下面就是以上长老给大家讲的就是这个佛陀世界十种原因，然后下面那个下面长老给大家讲的是这个戒律的分类方式。他说这个戒律有各种不同的分类方式，比如说可以分成比库戒和比库尼戒，还可以根据这个罪的这个类型轻重分成那个巴拉巴拉吉嘎三嘎耶塞萨以及那个巴吉迪亚等等。所以下面长老开始讲这个戒律的分类方式。
So now, before we start, I want to see whether you have all the manuals in Chinese. So then, in order to study, because now our study is going to be focused on Patimokkha rules. Okay, Patimokkha rules. Whether you have the proper manuals or some like reference books, so then you can start in Chinese. Before, because if we start, we must know how to, to proceed. What are the available reference book you have in order for us to also be easy to follow and so forth in Chinese language also.
所以张老师说在这个讲这个之前，张老师想知道大家是手头有哪些关于巴提摩哈的中文参考书，而这个戒律课呢，主要是学习有关跟巴提摩哈里边的戒律。所以说那个张老师大家知道大家就是说在这个领域里边，大家已经有哪些那个中文参考书可供参考。就两个。So
he's showing two books. One book is the Venerable Yumahinda's translation of Bhikkhu Patimokkha. The other one is the full translation of the Vinaya Pitaka, which of course includes Patimokkha.
So you think these two books are okay? Useful as what? Okay.
I think it's okay, but the quality of the second translation is what's called unbalanced, which in some parts is fine, but some parts is a little bit difficult for these people to understand, and in some parts it needs more clarification from the Pali or English resources like that.
Okay, therefore, up to now, this is the
books
best what they have. Also,
I think the book that you suggested is also available by soft copy. I can also distribute this thing to them.
Yes. Now, these are not in soft copies, no?
Soft copy also available. I have both of them.
Yes. You have to give these books to them, so then they can also read, no? So they can refer to.
然后那个张老师说，大家那个就是刚才他说的那本书，比方说那个马英的自然翻译那笔《巴蒂摩卡》，以及那个汉译那上大家都有这个就是那个电子版，有电子版的话，大家下次就是拿着自己的自己相应电子设备，然后把这两本书装进去。好。然后还有一本书就是那个李峰的那本书，李峰的那本什么东东。
巴黎语的吧？不是，不光是巴黎，它里边有巴黎语，然后它每个词都有。反正巴黎语的修戒研究好像是那本书，然后那本书有电子版，大家也可以考虑一下。先用拿个垫，拿个垫，这样。坐坐坐就不行。他干嘛？没事，没鼠标。啊，没事。这样垫，不行。 刚才张老师说的不行，格子硬可以吗？格子也是坐着用的，不是？什么？你要做什么？你们那格子垫可以给张老师当那个脚，就他这垫吗？啊，So
they want to offer you a piece of leather for your feet to step on.
What for me?
They want to take what's called. Leather you sit in for your feet to put on. So because your feet may feel cold, no?
Yes, because of rain, no? I call it. That is okay, because we can't use other materials and so on, because now they want to give me this kind, this is for sitting, no? Mm-hmm. We don't keep this sitting close also, like so this is the standard things we have to use for like for doormat, like as a mat.
Uh-huh.
Or to put on things. This is quite okay.
张老师说这个对他来说足够，他说这个东西就是平时我们标准用的，就是用脚来踏的东西，就是这个，但是作训呢，是用来做的，所以不适合用来脚来踏。
So then, okay? Now, the rules, this is called, which I was talking about, that we should restrain about. So, fall under the heading, which is called Patimokkha, the Patimokkha rules. So, and we have to study the Upasamhata Sila, which is based on the Patimokkha rules. So then, therefore now, our aim is to study the Patimokkha. What Patimokkha is, and how the Patimokkha is divided, in how many parts, and so forth, how many divisions. So that it will be our task.
因为我们的主要目的是学习戒律，然后我们这个学习戒律的重点就是学习巴蒂摩哈里边戒律，因为其他戒律也是大部分是基于巴蒂摩哈里边戒律，所以说，我们现在要做的第一件事情就是理解巴蒂摩哈是什么，然后巴蒂摩哈分成哪些部分，所以这是我们主要任务，当下主要任务。
Now, the Patimokkha is called there is a etymology, for example. How this word Patimokkha it is derived. So, but before going to that point, we have to understand there are two kinds of Patimokkhas. They're called Sila Patimokkha and Gandha Patimokkha. Sila, okay.
张老师待会儿会给大家介绍一下这个巴蒂摩哈这个词，从巴利语词源上讲，它如何衍生出来的。但是他在做这件事之前，他会先给大家讲一讲这个巴蒂摩哈的分类。他说，首先巴蒂摩哈有两种，一种是这个戒巴蒂摩哈 ，Sila 巴蒂摩哈，还有教典巴蒂摩哈，Gandha 巴蒂摩哈。
So, if you want to look at this book, it is page 9, I think. Can you check page 9?
那个张老师那边英文版书上是第九页。
So then, of course, everything is not there. Now, I will, it says here, now this, for example, this is called Sila Patimokkha and Gandha Patimokkha, okay? Now, Sila Patimokkha, it is, I'm following the Kankavitarini procedure. Now it's called, it is, include all the rules which have to be practiced. To be practiced. Sila Patimokkha. It is a morality.
Okay.
Which is actually the practice itself of Patimokkha rules.
张老师下面他就根据那个疑惑度脱里边解释，给大家讲一下这个戒巴蒂摩哈是怎么回事。他说戒巴蒂摩哈呢，实际上包括了所有需要实践戒条，而且戒巴蒂摩哈实际上指的是那个对这种对这些戒条的实践本身，而不是抽象戒条。
Now, Gandha Patimokkha it is the explanation of these rules in the books, the theoretical part, Now, regarding the etymology, what Patimokkha means,
下面介绍有关巴蒂摩哈的词源学习。So
then, the Buddha gives a definition of that. So, if you go down, it says like that. It says, Patimokkha is the beginning. It's called Patimokkha Adi Metan, Mukka Metan, Pamukka Metan, Kusalana Damana, Tena Vuchati Patimokkha. Page 9, after the table, there is a table, below the table, it gives the definition of Padimokkha.
然后他说这个跟佛陀解释呢，说巴蒂摩含，巴蒂摩含这个四有四种含义，就是阿提摩含、阿提帕摩含、阿提乌特玛、阿提塞塔，然后分别是指这个就是最低、最上首、最高尚、最殊胜这样的含义。So
this is the beginning. This is the mukha. Mukha is the entrance, like that, or like that.
Is it written as mukha or mukha? Mukha or mukha?
Mukha.
Let me have a look. Let me see.
Adi metan, mukha metan. Fa mukha metan.
But can you check? There is a meaning of from Mahavaka, but there is a, there's a table for that, I think. You see, here it is written as mukha.
That is, let me see. Patimokha. That's called Adisa. This is actually from the Kankavitarani. So I'm quoting what the Buddha told us, no?
Okay.
Because
okay.
Mukha Adi made become mokha.
But mokha means it's called liberation or it's called release or something. Mokha.
Yes,
mokha,
but actually this is the
commentary.
K becomes double.
Uh-huh.
This is actually there is a way, it's called, I go to some grammatical books, Kachayana, Vyakara, and so forth, how the letter K becomes double.
Uh-huh.
If you put some prefixes before that, it becomes one.
Okay.
So then, therefore it is mokha, pamokha, all these are words related. It's called the foremost, the principle. So therefore now, if we translate the patimokha, it's called, these are the principle rules. The principle rules. Okay.
张老师刚刚讲，就是说这个我们这个巴蒂摩卡四种含义，其实在两个地方提到，一个是律藏大品里边，还有一个地方是那个 疑惑独托里面，然后他我这个地方列出四条，这个是在那个疑惑独托里边提及。他这两个地方，他在那个巴利语的拼写上有稍微有一点差别。比方说第一条在律藏大品里边，它是写成 adi mukha 而不是 adi mukha， 所以说那个 mukha 这个词它是指那种就是mukha，就是第一最初入口这样的一些意思。所以说这个在这个地方呢，用 mukha 这个词表示是基本的。 所以说，根据这个意象来讲，巴蒂摩卡的意思呢，就是说基本的规则、基本的戒律。
So even if you see the translation is called this first, no?
Yes, first.
It has more to
freedom
like. So, Pamoka. So then, okay. These are the principal rules for the development of kusala dhammas, of wholesome states. This is the definition of what the Buddha gives. Okay? The Buddha's definition. So, Adi Mekan, this is the beginning. Mukha Metan, this is the entrance. Pamukha Metan, this is the principle of wholesome states. Therefore, it's called Patimokkha. This is the Buddha gives this definition.
Further大品里面还说就是说这个巴蒂摩卡呢，以培养善法之一，称它为巴蒂摩卡。所以巴蒂摩卡其中一个含义就是
Oh, it's jumps. It
jumps, yeah, because you can't scroll it. Okay. Right. So therefore, now, regarding Sila Padimokkha, whatever it's called about what we have to practice, now this Patimokkha is divided in two parts, Bhikkhu Patimokkha and Bhikkhuni Patimokkha. Who are the persons who have to practice this? The Bhikkhus, and who have their own rules, as Patimokkha rules. And bhikkhunis, who have also their own rules, are as a bhikkhuni Patimokkhas. Mm-hmm. Of course, there are rules for overlapping. Mm-hmm. They are common for both. But we have to distinguish that there is a separate section called Bhikkhu Patimokkha, and there is another section called Bhikkhuni Patimokkha, for bhikkhunis. Mm-hmm.
他说那个下面下面是当然还是讲这个戒戒巴迪摩卡，也就是戒律的实践部分。他说那个戒戒巴迪摩卡可以分为比库巴迪摩卡和比库尼巴迪摩卡。那么这种分类方法是从那个戒律的实践者上来分的。他说这个戒律实践者分为两种，比库和比库尼，他们有自己他们各自有各自的巴迪摩卡。虽然说这两种巴迪摩卡之间有些戒律是共通的，但是我们依然知道他们应该分为比库和比库尼巴迪摩卡这两部分。
So now, because we are going to study the Bhikkhu Patimokkha, not the Bhikkhuni Patimokkha, because it's relevant for the exams now. So then, we see that, we can see how this Bhikkhu Patimokkha, it is divided into five recitations. Mm-hmm.
张老的电脑它有点跳，所以它可能会出现一点间断，所以它在控制电脑。
Now, this is called recitation, five Odessas, no? Mm-hmm. You can see now in page 9, on the right column.
Mm-hmm.
So they're called Patimokkha, ways of Patimokkha recitation. Mm-hmm. Now the first recitation is called Nidana Odessa,
mm-hmm.
which is the this kind of introduction,
mm-hmm.
or you call it preamble,
mm-hmm.
preamble, no? And it says, as a general,
mm-hmm.
how the monks preparing themselves to recite the Parimokkha. Mm-hmm. What are the preconditions which each monk has to consider before during the Parimokkha recitation? That for everybody has to listen carefully, to be attentive, and the aim is to come together for this for one's own purification. So that is the aim of Parimokkha. What is the aim of Parimokkha? It's for one's own purification, to reflect. If one has already broken any rule, to reflect and to try to purify oneself. That is the Nidana. Nidana is called the preamble, the introduction, which has been recited, is called before the Parimokkha itself has been will be recited.
然后那个巴蒂摩卡第一个部分就是那个虚分里边呢，他就主要是介绍这个，在送巴蒂摩卡之前，参加参加那个参加送戒的这些出家众应该做好哪些准备？这里边有物质上准备，有心理上准备。心理上准备就比如说那个，你在送戒之前，你应该决意要。 专心听诵这个巴蒂摩卡，然后就是你送那个你在送戒的时候呢，你应该求得自己这个戒律的这个净化，比如说你已经犯了戒的话呢，那么在这个送戒过程中，你就应该可以反省，然后去反省告白，然后求得这个戒律的清净。说。
Now, as an example, I will just give you illustration. Now, during the Parimokkha, when the Parimokkha is to be recited, all monks have to come in a hall, in a room. So, and then there will be one monk who is going to recite the Parimokkha. So, he has to start with his nidana, this introduction. Okay? That all monks have to come here, it's called, that he has to remind the monks that we are assembled here to attend, to listen carefully to these rules and check one's own purification, one's own purity. So, therefore now, it's called, when the Parimokkha is to be recited, this has to be reminded to the monks. This is called Nidanodesa.
他说的那个就是更详细一点解释，就比方说这个送戒的时候呢，所有的比丘僧众要聚集在一个大堂里面，然后这里面有一个比丘会被选出来送戒，那么他送出虚分的时候呢，他就是在提醒大家，那个大家注意，大家来这里听这个送戒，目的呢是求得自己的这个进行的清净。
Therefore, during this gathering of all the monks together, we have to recite the Parimokkha. One monk recites the whole Parimokkha, but in the beginning, he has to remind the monks why you are coming here together to recite this Parimokkha, and what are our tasks. So. And then only he will start reciting the rules, which start with his parajika rules. Okay, first which are very, very serious offenses. And for the monks to reflect, as called, did and as called, whether they have fallen to broken in such rules or not.
那么这个被选上送戒的人，他在送完续分那个提醒完大家那送戒注意事项之后呢？ 他会从重到轻，依次把戒条送出来。那么，所以送戒顺序从巴拉吉嘎开始。So
then, now the second recitation is called Parajikodesa.
所以第二个诵戒。So
then Parajikodesa is recitation of the four Parajika rules. It's called rules which involve defeat. Defeat means if a monk is committed sexual intercourse, has stolen some very valuable thing, has killed a human being, or as called, instigated others to kill, and all that he claims about supermundane states or other states and so forth, which are not real in him.
那是那个，所以说第二个颂品就是那个巴拉吉嘎颂品，然后巴拉吉嘎颂品里面包括四条巴拉吉嘎，然后四条巴拉吉嘎分别是，嗯，性交，然后盗取价值贵重的物品，然后是，杀人或者令他杀，然后第四条就是妄说杀人法。嗯。
Can you what you are the page number nine?
Number nine.
You can follow. Okay. So number three it is, after the monk finishes with the parajika rules, he has to recite the Sangha Disesa rules. That's called there are 13 Sangha Disesas. And then number four it is to recite the two Anyata rules and then after to recite the rest of the rules, which is called in detail. It means the whole Patimokkha should be recited in detail. That's called which involves all Nisagya Pachitya rules, Pachitya rules, Patitisaniya, Sekhya rules, Adhikarana Samatha rules, which is the full fledged Patimokkha rules.
然后呢，下面第三个部分就是那个。 三卡迪西萨，里边包括十三条三卡迪西萨，然后第四本分就是两条不定法，然后剩下的尼萨西亚巴那个尼萨西亚巴基迪亚，巴基迪亚，悔过法、应学法、灭生法，都归入第五部分，所以把这五分全部送出来的算法，成为广送法。So
then, therefore, now, when the Patimokkha ceremony takes place, or it is not a ceremony, but anyway, you can tell like that. So we have to consider what's called this kind of recitations. So, but the Buddha allowed later, if there is a danger, to recite part of the Patimokkha and left the rest of the Patimokkha not recited.
但是本来呢，这个送戒是应该大家聚到一起，然后把整个巴提摩诃给送出来。 但是佛陀他也允许，在出现某些障碍的时候，可以只送出巴提摩诃的一部分，不送其他部分。So
now, let's say that while the monks are reciting the Patimokkha, it's called a king or a minister like that arises in the, and it's called in the monastery. There are big crowds and big shoutings. There is disturbance. So and the monks can't continue reciting the Patimokkha. In that case, the Buddha told, okay. You stop reciting and the rest you recite him as if heard. As if heard means as if you have already decided. So because it is danger, there is some big obstacles who can prevent you to do so. So therefore now you can, the reciter of the Patimokkha, he can stop reciting. If he has already finished the parajika offenses and this danger comes and so forth, then he can tell the monks, now we have to stop because there is danger and the rest are as if are recited. So then, that is a very, very rare case. But in such situation, the Buddha is giving this allowance. Therefore, the rest of the recitation are not recited.
这种情况，比如说那个比那个比比比库门的诵戒的时候，国王或者一个大臣突然间来到寺院，然后大臣喧闹的人群跟着这个国王的那个和这个大臣一起来到了寺院。这样的话，就会造成很多对比库诵戒造成很多干扰。那么在这种情况下呢，这个诵戒的人他可以在某个节点，比方他刚刚说的那个巴拉巴拉西该或者那个三个地塞三那个地方停下，然后告诉大家，今天因为有障难，我们只送到这里，然后其他的部分就如同已送过一样，这样。然后这个情况是很少见，但是在这种情况下，佛陀是给予许可的。
So now,
which word is used as a heard? Heard. Pali word?
Sutta.
Sutta.
Sutta with single T.
Single T.
Single T.
Yes, it is.
So then, another danger can be, let's see, while the monk recites the Patimokkha, so the terrorist arrives. So, and they try to put bombs and they were like that. So then, the Buddha allowed in such cases what? So then to stop recitation and And the monks can remember now how much recitation we did. Okay, we recited maybe Parajika Nidana we finished, Parajika we finished, Sangha decision we finished, and terrorist came and so forth. We know at least why we stopped now. In Hucha. Therefore now, if you have classification, then we understand now we have recited this much, and the rest has to be, as called, regarded as hurt.
比如说在现代情况来讲，比如说一个恐怖分子来了，那如果在比如说在比库松界时候有恐怖分子来了，要在这个比库松界时候按照佛陀规定来讲，就是允许停止松懈。那么这个时候，因为我们有这种五个节点的分类法，那么这个比库就会记住。 到在这个在我们停止松懈的时候，我们哪些地方哪些部分已经松过了，哪些部分我们还没有松，然后这样它就有一个合乎参考的依据。
Can you find what the stanzas are? There is what page?
Okay, I should just open the English book because for this month I have to open the Chinese book. So,
dangerous page number 10, I think. Okay. Page number 10. No? Yes, yes, page number 10. You can take 10 dangers you found. Okay. Okay.
Okay. They have all from the page in the relevant Chinese version.
Okay. Now the dangers are king can be any. Now under king, Raja, the Pali word Raja includes any people in government authority. Okay, rulers, police people, policemen. So they are called actually Raja Purisa. Raja Purisa means men of the king.
Including the ministers as well.
Ministers,
okay.
Politicians, who have some high authority in the government. So all these are called, you can include them under kings. So, for example, these people arrive, they have bodyguards around. They who carry weapons. So, and of course, there are crowds of other people who follow them. Mm-hmm. They don't usually come alone. Mm-hmm. And because they are very well known, security is high around. And therefore, they can actually disturb the whole situation. Okay, see, they, because they need attention and so forth. If the, such people arrive and so forth, they have to stop. Mm-hmm. So forth, traffic has to stop, everything. So, forth. Mm-hmm. So therefore, now they can cause disturbance. Mm-hmm. So therefore, we can explain that under king, as called, can include all people who have the government authority.
这样解释说，第一种这个障碍就是王难，然后他那个巴利语用词 raja， 他说这个词实际上在这个注释里边解释 raja purisa， 也就是说是跟在国王之下的这些人，也就是说在将来解释说是在政府里面所有具有统治权的人，比方说这个大臣、警察，包括一些政客等等，都算。 然后他说这些人来到寺院的时候，他们肯定都不是一个人，他们身边会有保镖，甚至可能会带大群的人，然后他们可能需要周围做一些安保措施，然后他们可能还想吸引别人的注意，那么这样的话就会对整个这个比古松节造成很大的影响，所以称之为障碍。
Okay, or if there's no disturbance, so if there's no disturbance, then
yes, of course, the duty actually monks without disturbance. If they stop reciting in Patimokkha, it's a dukkha offense. Dukkha offense, offense of wrongdoing. So therefore now, without any serious reason, we should carry the Patimokkha recitation regularly.
The dukkha is for the monk who's chanting or for
all? It is for all monks who participate.
All monks? They all have the dukkha.
Yes, because now, you see, they also... That's called, they approve of it, no? They approve. Okay. So, one has to talk, to speak, to tell there is no danger, why you should not recite the Patimokkha. So therefore, if one answer approves, then it is together for answer.
Is it necessary to translate his question? No, huh? Is it necessary to translate his question and your answer?
I don't know,
is others
interested?
You may not have any questions, if 那是这样，就是他们问，就是如果没有障碍的话，就是那个僧团可不可以听止诵戒？然后他说，如果没有障碍人，如果僧团听止诵戒的话，这个全体僧都犯恶作，因为你们都给予了这种错误的许可。So,
other dangers are from thieves, from fire, from water. From human beings who can arrive in large numbers and disturb monks, from non-human beings, example, a spirit possessed one of the bhikkhus, wild animals, it's called tigers, lions, elephants, so then... Those days, actually, now monks did not have this kind of concrete buildings and so on. The buildings were made out of leaves and branches and all like that. Therefore, if these wild animals arrived and so on, there is no much protection there.
灾难包括这个贼难、水灾、火灾，人祸就是那个大山中闹的，然后废人、行犯，比方说一个废人控制一个那个庇护信使，还有就是野兽行犯，比方说那个老虎是大象的。他说那个就是在佛陀时代呢，其实那个他聚会的时候也没有这种那个钢筋混凝土的建筑，所以他们那个时候建筑往往都是这些树枝或者叶子搭成的。所以这个时候当野兽到来的时候，他们没有很多保护，所以说这被视为一种障碍。
So number 8 is from creeping creatures like snakes, scorpions, and so then it is number 9 is danger in life. What's called that is one example is that a bhikkhu falls ill or dies, for example. So then they have to stop. If, for example, while everybody, we recite the Patimokkha, everybody is there. Some monkey start fainted and he has some problem of breathing and so forth, some like asthma problem and so forth. Then, it's called other monkeys to run to help him, and then something, you know, the reciter has to stop. He can't recite because now monk's moving around. So then he has to stop.
他说，然后那个张嘉译的第八条就是爬虫侵犯，嗯，他说那个爬虫侵犯包括那个蛇的侵犯、蝎子侵犯、蜈蚣等等等等。然后第九条就是那个有关生命危险的情况，就是说比方说在送接过程中，比库发生了生命危险，比方说有一个比库突然死掉，或者说有一个比库突发疾病，比如说那个哮喘，或者是晕倒，或者说呼吸困难等等。那么这些情况下，其他比库有义务过去帮助他。那么这样，因为大家有点移动，所以说送接过程必须要停止。所以这是一种障碍。
So and then number 10 is danger in one's own celibate life. So the enemies of a bhikkhu, for example, come and force him to, what's called, to marry. That's called with a woman. They drag him out of the hole and try to do some other things as well. In relative sometimes also. Because they don't like him to be a bhikkhu. They want to marry him with another girl. They put him out and so they drag him. So then danger, maybe shouting and so forth. So therefore, the recite of the Bodhimokkha can't recite. He has to stop.
犯行难，他说第四种犯行难是指，比方说这个在送戒过程中，一个比库的这个亲戚或者敌人，突然来把这个比库强行从送戒地方拉出去，然后逼着他跟另一个女人结婚等等等等，这种就称之为犯行难。那这种事当然会造成很多骚乱。
So for me, before you start, should the monk decide which case is the reason for stop? Should it be announced to the public?
So then in that case now he has to tell all the monks, he has to tell that up to now we have recited this much rules. Mm-hmm. So we have finished this recitation. So then the rest of the rules should be regarded as heard.
Uh-huh.
And then stop.
And should he say
the other monks? Yes, he doesn't tell him, get up and go and liar, but he tells has been, now this rest of the rules has to be regarded as heard. So therefore, we do not, I'm not going to recite them. So there is no more recitation. We have to interrupt like that. So that is now the Pali word, it's called, Udita Kwa Asmando, it's called, Parajikatama, Avasesa, Sutta, something like that, Sutta. Avasesa Sutta. The rest are regarded Sutta, as well. Therefore, he does not need to tell many words. He has to announce that the rest have to be regarded Sutta, means heard. And then he stops it. He doesn't want to say anything.
And if the one who decides to stop, based on, for example, reason number one, project, should he announce that reason?
Not necessary. He can actually, there is no any formula like to recite.
Uh-huh.
I call it. In Pali, the official formula is to tell that the rest has to be heard. There is certain, of course, you can tell, I call it, in your own language, explain that, but it is no, the official announcement is that, I call the rest had to be heard. So the rest also you can tell in your own language. So that there is danger and so forth, that's why you have to stop like that. You can tell in official way.
Officially?
Inofficial. Inofficial way.
So that's not necessary?
It's not necessary. The official way he has to announce that he has been heard.
Ah.
So then... Of course, in official way, of course, you can tell now because you see what's called maniacs moving there, the shouting and so forth. Then the reciter and so forth can't tell now what's called, look, he can't talk because there are shoutings.
Ah.
The only talk he has to tell is what, okay, I recite this much, the rest of the, it's called, have to be regarded as his heart. So, and then stop in that. Because sometimes there is no time to explain also.
So it's understood.
He's understood.
So
if the reciter decides that this is the situation and so forth, he should stop there and tell the monks, announce at least that the rest has to be understood as heard. Now, that is the situation where other monks understand that, finish. There is no more to be recited. And then get up and go. Quickly as possible, otherwise, bullets can come from this side. Of course, these are very extreme cases, but
I will just simply translate his question.
Yeah. Okay.
这样让关姐解释一下，就比方说，就是他们的那个，如果障碍到来，如果有障碍的话，他们停止诵经的时候，具体应该怎么做？那长老说，在这个时候，那么用巴利语诵的话，就是要多诵一句话。我是说，我们今天只诵到这里，其余的我们当做已经听到。只要巴利语诵这一句话行，然后其他，比方说，如果还需要做什么解释的话，那可以用其他语言来解释。比方说，这件事是什么原因，我们必须到这里停止。行，而且甚至有时候他说可能都没有时间做更多的解释，因为张良有的时候来得很快。
Avasesana sutena saviti, udito huti. Avasesa, this is what Hood said, Avasesa sutagi. So now,
Avasesa sutena
saviti, udito huti. I try to find the whole passage, but there is another book I have to, and it's not time now.
Okay.
We'll see later, no? Okay. Because while we do these things as well, you can come to the same point again.
张老师，他要是找个那几把的语言，然后那个想详细找出来，他说不过今天时间不够，所以先把这个先放一下。
Okay.
Next section.
So it says that if the Nidana has not yet finished, there is no it's called it's not time to tell that everything is called has to, the rest has to be heard, because actually nothing has been recited from the Parajika itself. If, for example, if they start all the Nidana and there's some tension and so forth, he does not need, as called, the rest has to be heard. So, because he has not yet started anything from the Patimokkha rules. This is what the commentator tells.
张老师在著述里边讲的，如果站在道来说，你们连续品都没有诵完的话，那连那句巴利语都不用说，那就可以直接听，因为实际上就一条戒都没有诵出来。如果在续品，就续品上来就来的话。
账上来不来是由谁决定的？
送戒的那个人，送戒那个人，他
不是大长老，是送戒的这个人。
嗯，
是那个
是长老说哦，哪一个选？
我问一下这个问题。So Ben, there's a question. So if God, Antara has come, so who is the one in the Sangha to decide whether this is Antara or not? Who is the one to decide that?
Yes. Now. The reciter has actually no much authority for that.
Uh-huh.
It is the Sangha Thera, the most senior monk.
Most senior monk.
Senior monk who has to actually supervise the whole procedure. So therefore now the reciter, if he starts reciting, he has to address the senior monk, Bande. He tells, Sunadume Bande Sangu. Bande, Venerable Sir, he addresses the senior, most senior monk, let the Sangha hear me. Therefore, he has to refer to the Bande, who is the most senior monk. Because Bande has given him the permission to recite. Without Bande's permission, he can't recite. Bande is the most senior monk. So therefore now, this is how the reciter starts. So now to me, Bande Sangho. Therefore, if he recites the Bande, he refers to the senior. That monk has to decide whether the recitation will stop or not.
他说这样观是整个诵戒的过程是由这个僧团里边戒拉最高的那个长老来监督的。他说所以说这个账单来的是不是来临，其实也是僧团戒教里边最高的大长老来决定。然后说甚至在这个诵戒之前呢，就是说你这个诵戒这个人他也应该跟这个戒拉最高的大长老请求许可。比方说他诵戒之前他会说个巴黎语，就是sunatume bante sango 意思就是说尊者请听我说僧团怎样怎样怎样怎样怎样。他说他这个地方说的尊者就是指那个僧团里边戒拉最高的那个长老，
他来决定
僧团里边戒拉最高的长老来决定。
现在就是密国班别来决定是否有障碍，是这个概念。
就是僧团里边戒拉最高，如果他是戒拉最高，不一定，有时候不一定他是戒拉最高。
会不会有疑义啊？就很多人都说的哦，这是障碍，但是最高的人说不是，我们继续，那就听他的，没有争执。
So he's asking that if the majority of the sangha thinks.There is a difficulty in reciting the Patimokkha, but the most senior monk of the Sangha rejected that. So what to do in such case?
So then, it depends on the situation. So if something stupid decision what the senior monk takes, of course other monks can raise their voice and talk.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, this has to be solved in a democratic way. Democratic way means, because now although the senior monk has some authority,
mm-hmm.
but he is not able to understand what actually there is a danger, a problem for the whole sangha, then of course other monks have to explain him, that's called, not to try to put him down or like that. So then, because in confusion sometimes, people they get into panic also. Maybe monks also are wrong. Some monks, they get into panic very quickly. They hear shooting, what is called, maybe for very far, and they think, oh, the terrorists came here, they're outside the hall. But they're not, they're just in a very far place. So they get into panic. And there was one case and so forth, one monk, he seen fire, what is called, coming from afar. And he was shouting, the fire is a whole forest in the fire. All the monks were there. Not forest, not all forest, it was other, far away. So, and they will tell him, calm down, it's too far away. So therefore now, there are some monks who get into panic. So it is difficult to say to decide. Sometimes even the senior monk tells, no, it's no danger, because he is more, many years living in that place. He knows that is common problems in that area. There is no danger as such. For example, they hear elephants shouting, ooh, elephants and so on. Some monkey get into panic. Maybe elephants are coming. And they're starting, they want to go out. So the senior monk, no, don't worry and so forth. These elephants just go and drink water in that area and so forth. They're not coming in this place. And the monks are afraid and so on. Therefore now, in that case, it's difficult to decide. We have to actually to listen both sides. The reciter has to listen both sides. If the senior monk tells him to recite, he has to recite. Finish. So if he trusts the senior monk. But sometimes maybe the senior monk doesn't understand that actually is a real danger. So therefore, I can't give you a realistic picture, but in that case now we have to, these monks have to convince the senior monk. Senior monk, Bande, it is not this, it's something different. And then, some decision take place.
他说这种情况呢，其实不能一概而论。他说作为送信人来讲的话，他应该两边的意见都要听一听。他说一种情况是大多数人是正确，然后那个长老是错。然后这种情况下呢，但是就是这种情况下应该用民主的方式解决。就是、民主的方式就是说你哪怕你大多数人正确，你不能强行去压制那个长老，你应该是主动跟他解释，他说可能是因为他自己智力问题，或者说他对情况了解不明确，那么你应该主动上去让自己跟他解释，让他理解，然后就达成一致意见。而这是一种情况。他说还有一种情况，就是说那个。长老是正确，然后那个那些人是错误的。比方说，他举了两个例子。比方说，以前就松懈的时候，在远处发现了火光，然后有些和尚陷入恐慌了，说这个整个森林都着火了，怎样。然后一个有经验的出家人就说，那没有，那不是我们的森林，那是另外一个很远的地方的火，然后就平息了这件事儿。还有当然还有例子，比方说有些出家人在那个松懈过程中听见大象的脚步声。 就来就开始恐慌，说大象来了，我们应该撤。然后有经验的出现人就会说，这些大象是喝水的，这是很正常的事情，没有什么没有什么好害怕的。所以说这长老意见有时候也是正确。那么作为僧学人来讲，他不能说只听其他僧众的意见，也不能说只听长老的，他应该根据当时的情况做出这个合理的判断。这样。
So now this book we are going to study, which is called Kanga Vitarani, which can be translated "removal of doubts." So it starts explaining how the recitation takes place. It explains all the words which are recitations, word by word. What means sunatu? What means me? What means bande? What means sango? It goes or explain all these things. So this is the order of this book, and we are going to explain according to that.
Okay. 所以我们现在开始学这本书，叫《疑惑度脱》。那么这本《疑惑度脱》是巴蒂摩卡的注释。那么他这个新闻的题材主要是对这个比库巴蒂摩卡呢进行逐字逐句的那个这个注释。然后他那个，然后就我们现在开始学这本书。
So then, for now, we are not going to explain directly the rules itself. Slowly, slowly, we explain how the ceremony takes place first. Okay. So, but I don't know. I think it's better to explain now the pupa karna, pupa kiche, because now before the ceremony takes place, there are preliminary duties to do. No. So I think it's better to explain that. If we want to explain step by step, how did Nigoda Bande go ahead and by explaining these things when he was giving the classes?
Yes, he's also...
How he starts?
Yes, also this... with this gata. Uposatasa etani, like that.
Uposatasa?
Uposatasa etani, this gata. Santusa, what is that? I also forgot.
Upakarna divuchari.
Yeah,
he also starts like that.
Yes.
So then, yes, because it is more. Now this book starts explaining, but it goes on in different ways.
Okay. 然后那个张老师这样说，他说这个我们现在学那个学这个《疑惑度脱》这本书呢，那个他我们不是那个先学那个巴蒂摩卡里边的戒条，而是先从这个诵戒这个仪式是如何开始进行。那么我们下面要介绍的这个，我们向下面要介绍这个部分，就是说，送巴蒂摩卡之前的几种准备工作，这里边一共有九种，它分为两类，一种是 pubakita， 一种是 pubakarana， 它指的是这个僧团集会前应做的义务，第二。中文版的第四页，就普巴克拉纳和普巴基强，然后是那个普巴克拉纳，它是指那个僧团集会前应该做的义务，然后普巴基强它是指松懈之前应该做的义务。好，
So what is the page?
I'm referring to the Chinese book for these monks, so you can ask him. He knows that.
But he doesn't know. No. So the, okay, but he doesn't know what is Pupa Karna book. What is that? You can tell me the Chinese book.
Page 8.
Is that one? Yes. That is the thing. Okay. Pupa Karna. Okay. Page 8, no? Okay. So therefore now we start with this. Now these Vinaya books are going to study, start explaining first how the ceremony of a Patimokkha recitation should take place. We have seen there are five kinds of recitations. So, Nidana Deso, Pariko, Pariko. How this recitation should be done? How monks should gather together and decide these rules? And then after Ashkol, we have to check what is the meaning of each rule.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This is the procedure.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, before going to the rules itself,
mm-hmm.
we must see how the monks have to come together
mm-hmm.
in a hall
mm-hmm.
and start reciting these rules.
Mm-hmm.
And how, before even arriving to the hall,
mm-hmm.
there are certain duties to be carried on,
mm-hmm.
like sweeping,
mm-hmm.
cleaning the place,
mm-hmm.
carrying some water,
mm-hmm.
putting this into what's called preparing the seats,
mm-hmm.
and so forth. There are some preliminary duties.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll start this first, and after we go explaining rules,
mm-hmm.
what the meaning of rules is.
他说：“实际上，根据巴基摩罕他自己的这个颂品的这个分类呢，实际上他一开始也是这个序分，然后才是这个巴拉西卡颂三个第三颂的这些具体的借条。而这个序分里边，他主要解释的就是说，在这个诵戒的时候，僧团是如何集会起来的，甚至在他们集会之前，有一些义务都是需要做好的，比方说扫地，比方说点灯，比方说准备好水等等。所以说，我们目前沿着这个顺序来进行学习。”
Okay, now for today,
mm-hmm.
I have to give a summary
okay.
of what we have talked about up to now.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So that you remember,
mm-hmm.
If questions come during the Upasambada,
mm-hmm.
you must know, okay, so this means that,
mm-hmm.
this is the answer for that, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for example, we have explained what is Upasambada Sila.
Mm-hmm.
Upasambada Sila. Mm-hmm. So that is the Adi Sila, higher Sila, higher scholar. And Upasambada Sila has to do with Sanvara, it is restraint.
Mm-hmm.
We have to restrain ourselves more and more than someone else.
Mm-hmm.
So it has to do with higher restraint,
mm-hmm.
higher commitment
mm-hmm.
to observe these rules.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a status, a title, a name,
mm-hmm.
and to tell ourselves, I am a big shot now, I go to Upasambada. It is more commitments, more responsibilities. Okay?
张老师，下面呢，我们今天所讲的内容做一个总结，就是说我们这个总结方式用问题的方式来进行总结，因为在这个在那个在我们在回答这个戒律考试问题的时候，人家是要问你问题，那么我们今天用问题的方式来看看我们今天都学哪些问题。他说我们今天学第一个问题，就是说这个什么叫做搭上戒，就是具足戒。那这个，他说这个这里边这个搭上戒具足戒的意思，就是说第一，它是一种增上戒，也就是更高的戒，比上面那个更高的戒。那么第二呢，增上这个具足戒，它意味着更多的戒条，更好的律仪，更好的摄护，以及更高的决心来持守这个戒条。
Okay, so then we have seen that the sila.It is falls under the category of Vinaya.
Mm-hmm.
Vinaya means good discipline.
Mm-hmm.
And why the Buddha laid down this Vinaya?
Mm-hmm.
He gave 10 reasons.
Mm-hmm.
If the question comes, what are the 10 reasons what the Buddha laid down for the Vinaya?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to know the list, number one, number two, and so forth, for the well-being of the Sangha, for the convenience
mm-hmm.
of the Sangha, for and so forth, for all these kind of 10 reasons we have to keep. We have seen the 10 reasons why you put down the rules.
然后我们今天讲第二个问题呢，就是那个，这个我们今天学这些戒条，它都是属于这个法和律里边律的这个范畴。那么现在比方说有人问你，他那个佛陀为什么要制定这些戒条呢？那你就需要依次回答出佛陀制定的十个原因。比方说，为了防出现实漏，防护未来漏，等等。
So and then we have seen that the Vinaya, the rules in which bhikkhu has to follow, belong to the Patimokkha rules.
Mm-hmm.
These are the principal rules.
Mm-hmm.
Principal rules. Of course, there are other rules also, like who are mentioned in Mahavagapali, which are the in the volume, now they put 3 and 4, Chulavagapali was number, volume 4,
mm-hmm.
in Vinayapitaka.
Mm-hmm.
These are not principal rules, but they are connected with the principal rules.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, now we have to study first the principal rules
mm-hmm.
and see other rules which are connected with the principal rules,
mm-hmm.
which is called the principal rules, called Patimokkha rules.
然后下面我们需要理解呢，就是所谓的这些巴蒂摩卡里边的这些戒条呢，是律藏里边基本的戒条，并不是说它是基本戒条，并不是说律藏里边除了这些戒条之外就没有其他戒条，比如说大品里边的戒条、小品里边戒条，这些是不包括在巴蒂摩卡戒里边的，但是他们是与巴蒂摩卡里边戒相关的，所以说那个巴蒂摩卡戒是律藏里边就是那个戒条基础最基本的部分。
Therefore, if the question comes in the exams, what is Patimokkha?、
Mm-hmm.
You should be able to answer this question.、
Mm-hmm.
Now, this book here, Vinaya Notes,、
mm-hmm.
it gives some answers,、
mm-hmm.
and so forth. We have gone through it,、
mm-hmm.
and then、somehow we can、refer to it also. That is also good.、
Mm-hmm. 所以说，比方说戒律考试里边，有人问你这样的问题：什么是巴蒂摩卡？那么你不可以把刚才说的那些理解答出来？但是就我们这本书里边，他也是给出了自己答案。比方说那巴蒂摩卡四个含义，那你们也可以根据那四个含义来答。
总结的。
不是巴蒂摩卡的四种含义，最高、最高、最上升，对，对。
So then, we have also seen that this Patimokkha is divided into five recitations.、
Mm-hmm.
So, and then、if the question comes, what are the five recitations of the Patimokkha?、
Mm-hmm.
You have able to quote, like、mm-hmm. for it's called first is Nidhana Udeso,、
mm-hmm.
after number two is Parajika Udeso.、
Mm-hmm.
And number three is Sangha Diseso Deso. Number four, it is Aniyuto Deso.、Mm-hmm. And the five, number five, it is Vitaro Deso.、
Mm-hmm. 所以说那个，比方说那个，在戒律考试边，如果有人问你那个，巴蒂摩卡分为哪几个部分，或者说巴蒂摩卡里边分为哪几个颂品，那么你就要回答出来，它分为五个颂品。第一个是续分，第二个是续分，第二个是巴拉吉嘎颂品，第三个是Sangha Disesa颂品，第四个是不定法颂品，第五个是广颂。
Okay, now up to this point, we have finished about the recitation of the Patimokkha. The next class will be about the preliminary duties,、
mm-hmm.
how to start this recitation of the Patimokkha.、
Mm-hmm.
There are certain conditions.、
Mm-hmm.
We have to have a hall, for example, where、
mm-hmm.
all the monks can come in.、
Mm-hmm.
Then this hall has to be clean.、
Mm-hmm.
You can't sit on dust.、
Mm-hmm.
And sent and so forth, it has to be cleaned. Somebody has to sweep. There are duties for that.、
Mm-hmm.
And they also to prepare some seats.、
Mm-hmm.
And in case of emergency also, we have to put some water also、
mm-hmm.
inside. And there should be no dark room. It should be somehow light there.、
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, all this, what's called, and there are certain preliminary duties we have to carry on, which have to...make the hall ready for the Sangha to come and recite the Patimokkha rules.
下节课我们要讲，从下节开始我们就开始讲乌波萨塔之前的那个几种义务。他说首先乌波萨塔你要是在一个乌波萨塔堂里边去做这个事情，不能在露天场地。然后其次呢，你不能参加僧戒这些人，你不能坐在那个沙土或者是那个灰尘上面，你必须要有人做这个扫地的游戏。那么还有我们这个诵戒不能在黑暗当中进行，所以一定有人要点灯，所以为了预防一些紧急事件，还一定要准备一些水，并且还需要有人把这个乌波萨塔这些座位准备好，等等。
Okay, now for the for today, we'll stop to this point and continue tomorrow.
所以今天我们先学到这里，然后明天继续。
每天是一个星期是几天，还是每天？
现在不好说，因为张老不是初三。So they're asking us about the schedule before you leave. So
yeah, that's why I want to discuss this matter. So now the schedule is that the last day we can do this week、
mm-hmm.
it is on the 4th、
mm-hmm.
because on the fifth morning we are leaving.
Yes.
So up to the 4th, today is 31st.
Yes,
that is about 5 days, no?、
Mm-hmm.
5 days we can continue classes.、
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I will try to give you something to read for your, as called, in my absence.、
Mm-hmm.
So, therefore, now, this is the schedule. But another point is also about the time. What time we should come? And what is the venue?、
Mm-hmm.
We'll come here, in other places, and so forth. There are suggestions.、
Mm-hmm.
If this, what is convenient for you? I want to ask you what is called, what is convenient times for you?、
Mm-hmm.
Or it's called...、Or you have other suggestions.、
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
嗯，家长说是这样，他说，他说我们他因为他11月5号早上走嘛，所以说现在呢，今天10月31号，所以大概还有四五，我们呢还可以上四五天的课。他说那个，所以说那个，但是这关于这个我们继续上课的这个时间和地点，他说这个东西我们可以大家来讨论。所以张老目前问大家，就是大家各自适合的时间是什么时间，大家自己觉得方便的时间是什么时间。张老问大家。
注意力不集中。
你可以说说你自己认为方面的事情，然后每个人大家都会说。
我觉得
这是。In the reference said that this time is the time today is okay for him.
我觉得。
我
自己的事情
来说。When the reference said that he can do according to your own convenience.You also said. Remember, Inda Siri also said he can also do according to your own convenience. What about Pussy? he just followed the others.
我们时太肯定，就他以后
任何。He said anytime is fine for him. Oh, this is 无所谓。This.
They have no rights to talk.
那个小西马说什
么？About the place, he has a suggestion about the small seaman near the new seaman, the small seaman. If it is to be, I mean, about the position of the class, he's suggesting the small seaman.
有电
子
哦，电子哦，没有。
But
There
is a complaint that in the small seaman there is no mats and cushions, so therefore it will be a little bit uncomfortable. Another monk suggests that if there is no mats and cushions, we can use a carpet, blanket, something like that.
还有席子，他那里有席子。
Yes. Or some grass mats, something like that. Yes.
Blessing. But then, I don't mind because there is another place also, which there is an old vihara. You might not know what is the old Pindapata hall.
A carpenter's place near the carpenter's place.
Yeah, the carpenter's place.
Oh, okay.
That is also, it is quiet. And there are this kind of mats, like made of plastic.rolls, no? You can roll it like that. But no cushions. There is a chair there, but I don't think there's a table, something like that. There are no much furniture inside.
But won't there be too many insects? I mean, mosquitoes, for example. Because that place is deep into the... Yes.
That I don't know. Okay. Because, yes, it can be true, because that is the place where they throw the food, no?
Yes.
That is the area. So, but. So then, I'm telling you, we have found...up to now, 3 places.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You can choose what is more convenient.
Of course,
this is a little bit far away. So, but as I see, there is no shortcoming about cushions and about chairs. Everything is there.
Mm-hmm.
So, light is there. Mm-hmm. It's a spacious. Mm-hmm. That's called. So then, if we can inquire about the small seamen, and you see what are shortcomings, you can.That's called, if we can overcome the shortcomings, we can do the cement, it's also convenient, because it's very close.
So, Bente, my concern is that, when is the next class going to be taken? I mean, it's the same time, because if it's the same time, then Dhanasana is fine. But if you suggest to have a class in the morning, then the small sema or the old vihara may be necessary for you, for us to choose, because we cannot...
Old vihara?
Means the old Dhanasana that you just now suggested?Near the carpenter's place, yes. Means because if you're going to conduct the class in the morning, then we cannot use the Dhanasana. Those 2 places may be available for us to choose.
For my convenience, of course, it is there is no way to conduct in the morning because
okay.
I see also other monks, they are busy with all kinds of activities. Now, it is hurry, there is a hurry also now because we have to see the time of breakfast, the time of lunch.
Yes.
And maybe they want to go to the toilet, and these are things. Morning is very busy time.
Mm-hmm.
So then, as far as I see now, they may go to make some beauties,
mm-hmm.
sweep the goodies, or wash something.
Mm-hmm.
So daily activities now, Sunday, so they want to wash the robes.
Yes.
They want to do these things.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't concentrate on the lesson.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, in the night it's okay, quiet, they
mm-hmm.
can concentrate better. There is no rush to do this and that and so on. Therefore, it's okay in the night, for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I think maybe for other monks.
Mm-hmm.
So then...
sorry, just this. 张老师关于时间，首先是关于张老讲时间地点两方面。他说关于时间来讲，对他来讲最方感觉最方便时间还是在晚上。第一，他说比较安静。然后他说，如果在上午上课的话，可能会涉及用斋的问题。对，就是因为而且周围的干扰也比较多，所以他比较倾向于在晚上。然后关于地点的话，他说大家可以有三个选择，就除了这个地方之外呢，还有两个地方，一个是那个小戒坛。大家都知道那个地方，然后还有一个地方，就是以前那个老食堂，就是在木工房附近有个老食堂，那个地方的话，里边也有垫子，还有什么东西，然后也有椅子。他说，但是他说目前来看，他说食堂里边也没有问题。他说食堂的缺点是，就是像现在我们上课这个食堂稍微有点远，就是但是其他各种设施都一应俱全，所以大家可以自己考虑。嗯
，OK， 对不呢？If you ask my convenient time is actually, I would prefer 7:30.
7:30. Mm-hmm. 张老说他
7:30. So then, but I don't know because now he is staying far away. Kuti, if we finish today, we are going to finish anyway 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
Means every day we finish 9:30. And so what? It's convenient for you to walk up to your kuti.
There are two monks in the mountain.
Huh?
There are two monks in the mountain.
On the mountain?
Yes.
Really? On the mountain, which kuti is? Oh, from the cable car. You have to go to the cable car.
His kuti is near the mountain Bhavanasana.
Really?
Yes. And his kuti is near the mountain Bodhi tree.
Mountain Bodhi tree?
Yes.
After the Bhavanasana, you have to walk.
Yes,
to
pass you have to walk. Downhill to the mountain Bodhi tree. So I think for these two monks, somehow they have to stay one night here, something in the lower monastery. For these two monks, because maybe for him it's fine, but for him I think a little bit more difficult. And the mountain Bodhi tree is too far away. So.
That means.
Indaratna.
Indaratna. So.
Shall I ask their opinion? So are they convenient with the time?
I mean, there is not much difference between 7:15 and 7:30.
Yes.
So then,
okay, then you need to ask us.
So
I will just inform them what you have said just now.
Okay, I don't know. I don't mind now for 50 minutes. 7:15 is also okay. 7:30, but doesn't make difference because you see. For him, if he is staying so far away,
yes.
Whether he gets to his good 50 minutes later,
that's
so then, that is not the point, because he has to. We have to find a goodie for him to stay downstairs.
Yes, maybe.
Yeah. Otherwise, now he can spend the downstairs the time, and then next morning go for breakfast and.
Yes.
Go up and do kuti.
Yeah, he can stay in my place. We have extra tent.
Huh?
He can stay in my place. I have extra tent there.
Yeah, the most spacious monk here has a lot of room there.
The other monks, they live in the lower monastery. It's fine. Okay, 张老说，他个人最倾向的时间就是晚上7:30，对他来说是最合适的。大家问大家有没有介意的？
我同意，因为上午我有点下午我有。
Seems that there is no disagreement. So yes, they agree with our time. So how about the place? What are the place you are going to select?
The place?
Yes.
So then, now myself, I'm not going to see much more Sima, but as far as I know, upstairs sometimes guest monks come.
Oh,
okay. So and then, for example, there is a. Some ceremony, and some monks, especially on opposite days,
uh-huh.
some monks who go to observe some abhana and mahana
uh-huh.
or something like that. They
yes,
come
yes.
from outside places,
mm-hmm.
and then they use like a guest kuti.
Oh.
So then, but I'm not sure. Sometimes also monks they go then they have some meetings.
Yeah.
I don't know some.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the monks who go and take the meals there.
Yes.
But in the night, I don't know what is happening in the night.
嗯，他说小戒坛这个地方他不是很熟悉，但是据他所知，小戒坛这个地方在白天有的时候还是比较忙的。比方说，就是那个，比方有的时候僧众可能在里边做一些节目，比方出罪什么的，或者是那个皈依满兰达，反正这种节目有时候会做。再有就是有些客僧回来在那边做事情，有些客僧在那边住，就是有的时候小戒坛会被当成一个客僧故地的来用。就是他说，但是在晚上小戒坛是什么样，他也不是特别清楚。嗯。
So, but if we speak with Migodabande, we can actually reserve that good, reserve for the classes. So then, reserving the set, that, we can set, put a box there. So, and put cushions, and close the box. So, and put a level on, don't touch. What. So, whenever we come to the classes, the box will be there. Open it, put the cushions and what, sit and make the classes, and after that, pack everything, put everything into the box, and close it, and we go. So then, and if there's a small table and so forth, you can carry these things and so forth. So it came some arrangement with the permission of Migodabande.
他说：“如果大家希望用小戒坛的话，我们可以向密国班内求个许可，就是把这个小戒坛作为我们这个戒律课专用的地方。然后大家也可以那个，就准备一个盒子，搬一些那个这些垫子，过去。然后那个在盒子上那个贴个标签说不要碰这些东西，是我们那个戒律课用的。然后桌子这些设备你们也可以拿过去，如果你们想用小戒坛的话，但是需要跟密国班内求个许可。”
我觉得这个还是由长老来决定
吧。我觉得如果是晚上的话，这个地方也很好。我
因为张老
刚才我说小戒堂，是因为如果张老想修改时间的话，
啊，
因为这个地方3点之前不是地很适合。但是如果是晚上的话，我觉得这个地方刚好。
So he said that he suggested the small meal because he thought you may change the time into the day.So, but he said if the class is going to be conducted at night, then this dhanasala is fine. No need to switch to small sinha. And the Venerable Inda Sirisa said you can choose your own preferred place. So he's not going to interfere. So.
And here we have whiteboard.
Yes, here we have whiteboard, which is not available.
Yes, you can write, no?
Yes,
you can use whiteboard.
Yes.
So
the final decision is...
Okay, now, up to now, I don't know about the small sima, but then for now, of course, the small sima is very close by.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to walk so long time. Because it is very good for you to go to your kutis and everything. It's a very convenient place. Eh?
Oh.
So,
mm-hmm.
so that is... otherwise, we have to come here, again, go back.
Mm-hmm.
But... It is about 2-3 minutes difference.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes.
2-3 minutes difference walk.
Mm-hmm.
So then, okay, now I will leave you. You decide. You decide about because
all of them, I think. Yes, right. All of them, not only me.
So now, up to now, this place is convenient.
So, 大家认为这个食堂这个地方很方便吗？
是啊，
很方便。嗯。So there's no discrimination, it seems.
So I can. I can inquire about this small sima.
对，如果大家需要用小戒坛的话，他可以跟那个民国长老那个咨询一下。
How the situation is there?
晚上有人在那里睡会打扰的，这里肯定是没有人的呀，这里。
He said, sometimes he saw some monks sleeping in the small sima at night, but here there's no disturbance.
Sleeping.
Yeah.
This is used also as a guest. I know.
他说他知道，他说那个就是因为那个时候有时候用是用作客房的。
这里没人打扰我们。
He preferred this place because of the whiteboard.
Okay, and tomorrow we can conduct here.
Okay.
And we'll see, you know, if there is some other facilities, I will inquire. But as he also tells, I have seen monk going in the night and sleeping there. So they put the things also sometimes, the board, the ropes. So then, okay, tomorrow then here, this place, no?
Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Maya katam punyam samina namoditabham.
Svadu svadu anumoditabham.
Samina katam punyam maiham dattabham.
Svadu svadu anumoditabham.
Svadu svadu namodami. Okasato arutena katam sabbam acayam kamatme vanti.
Kamala. Sugyota nidukyota nibarabhacayam.